Garbage is a band based in Madison, Wisconsin, fronted by Shirley Manson, a singer from Edinburgh, Scotland. Garbage's debut album, released in 1995, has sold over 4 million copies. Their follow-up CD is called Version 2.0. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
I'll tell you something. I am a wolf, but I like to wear sheep's clothing.
Shirley Manson follows a line of tough punk girls from Patti Smith to Blondie's Deborah Harry to The Pretenders' Chrissy Hynde, with a little Pat Benatar thrown in for the sheer trashy fun of it. With her perennially dark-ringed mascara eyes and tendency toward breathy menace, Manson is both a tease and a formidable romantic foe. When she sings a song like Push It, which contains a musical echo of the Beach Boys' Don't Worry Baby, you don't know whether her reading of the line, "Don't worry, baby," is intended as a comfort or a threat. Given Shirley Manson as their flashy frontwoman, it's easy to overlook the rest of Garbage, three guys whose average age is 42, not exactly the pop star norm. The best known of these comparative geezers is Butch Vig, who has quite a track record as a producer. Nirvana, Smashing Pumpkins, and Nine Inch Nails, in every case pushing each act to a higher level of craft and fame. Vig works more collectively with Garbage, and the band has come up with a second album that's worlds away from grunge or electronica. Instead, Garbage overflows with romantic realism and a fondness for musicianly contrasts, dense layers of simple guitar, keyboard, and drum hooks. The result can be a thrilling little pop song like this one called Special. Special, which at first seems all gloss and energetic prettiness, has a knife blade of a lyric that Shirley Manson pokes into your ribs. Do you have an opinion, a mind of your own? She sings sneerily to a boyfriend whom she's just dropped dead, telling him, "There's no way I'd take you back." Near the end, she invokes the Pretenders' song Talk of the Town and does a perfect Chrissy Hynde impersonation, which Chrissy Hynde is reportedly quite flattered about. Who wouldn't be for a song this good? Even when Shirley Manson is feeling less tough, less in charge, she gives the music a charge of urgent emotion. Listening to this second album of theirs, it's hard to believe that Garbage in its initial formation was about as contrived as the Monkees. Butch Vig, Duke Erickson, and Steve Marker picked Shirley Manson from the obscurity of a couple of forgettable Scottish bands to front what they saw as their pop move out of the fading grunge scene. The result, however, as in so much good self-conscious pop, is music that transcends its commercial calculation to achieve glossiness with depth, with Manson providing an unexpected range of moods and challenges, both to her bandmates and to her audience.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.